This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the show. This is K-pop DevOps show. This is your midweek mini update bonus episode where I talk about nothing of value or importance, but I do it because I am a narcissist and I just talk. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. This is more of an episode. The midweek updates are more of me just talking and rambling about things that have been on my mind. If the Monday episodes are more factual and more driven about stories on K-pop and certain new releases, this Thursday episode is just me just kind of talking. So if you're a fan of mine, I'm a fan of yours. We can just talk and just have just a general conversation about anything, truly anything. But anyways, hope you guys are doing well. I have been doing pretty well. I have managed to continue running every once in a while. I thought I would be done with this after like the first week, but I think I've gone the max of like 2 or 3 days without exercising, with being okay with it. And then I'm like, okay, I should probably go for a run. But a few days ago, I ran so hard that yesterday I ran and I started to pull my hamstrings. I was like, oh no. Look, even when I try to exercise, my body physically rejects it. My body physically rejects exercise. It's not something that I can help. I don't want to be this way. My body just doesn't agree with exercise, right? Like, people are like, you should exercise more. I want to. My body just doesn't accept it. So it's a sticky situation. I'm in a weird place. I don't know what to do. I guess I just have to stay in bed and watch more TV and eat ice cream by the buckets. But hope you guys are doing well. It is, of course, in the time of quarantine, in the time of isolation, kind of just a way for me to just continue keeping you hopefully entertained. This week's K-pop Tapak episode on Monday was about IU, about Taeyeon, about Suga, and about Astro. Starting next week, we have some interviews coming. So next week we have Lauv. We talk about his music and his life, and then here's some exclusives here. We just talked to Max, and we also just talked to Pink Sweats, and we have a lot more guests coming on K-pop Tapak. I don't know, we're becoming this cool place for people to come and hang out and talk to us about their love for music and their love for K-pop and some of the projects that they've been a part of in the K-pop world. So a lot of exclusives, a lot of firsts happening here at K-pop Tapak. Check it out. Be sure to keep an eye out for it. It's coming on your Mondays. And I will keep rambling on Thursdays for as long as you guys will listen to me and hear me ramble. So what are you going to ramble about today? Good question. Okay, here's one. I almost killed my brother the other day, Brian, because I was just really annoyed. I'm sure if you guys are in quarantine with other people, like, you guys go through phases of like wanting to like kill somebody and then like also loving them at the same time because it's family and that's just the way family is. Like, this kid, right? I'm in bed and at 5:30, I hear this big boom, this big smack. And I legitimately was in the middle of a dream. I don't know what the dream was, but I remember like you know in a movie where it's like somebody wakes up in a cold sweat from shock in a dream? It was like that. And I was like, oh! And I like shot up from bed. I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's probably the front door. Because this house that we're in, like if you close the front door and you just let it close on its own, it kind of slams. And he does this at home all the time, but it's so annoying because it literally wakes me up every time. But here he decided to do it, and I guess he forgot something and he came back in and it did happened again. So like 3-4 times this door slammed. This is 5:30 in the morning, y'all, because this dude is like not normal. And he was like, I'm gonna go for a walk at 5:30 in the morning. Do your thing, but like, don't wake me up at 5:30 in the morning 4 times in a row. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, dude, it was so loud. It was really loud. He was like, no. And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh, well, I had headphones on. And I was like, again, that does not help your case. Like, you could just say, I'm sorry. My bad. The dude doesn't know how to apologize very well. So that was how I started my day. And I'm like, man, quarantine, y'all get us in moods. You guys, you get us into moods where we're just like at people's throats and you just turn people against each other. So I'm waiting for the day where everybody has a little bit of separation. Now, if you're dealing with complete separation, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're very, very lonely. I have friends who are just so lonely, just on their own, and this is just not a great situation. But just think of the fact that if you have people with you, it can also drive you insane, all right? Just balance it with that thought. What else is new? I dropped my phone. I have something to confess. During the time of quarantine, I've taken the case off my phone because I'm at home and I just, you know, when you take a phone case off, you realize how thin and sleek your phone is and how convenient it can be without a big bulky case on it. And I got used to it. It's been about 2 months. I haven't had a case on it. But yesterday, I decided that I would let it fall to the ground and smack on the pavement. Great, Eric. Good job. So I freaked out, but luckily it's not the front of the phone that cracked. It's the back glass all around the camera. It looks like it looks bad, but I'm hoping that it doesn't fall off. Like, have you had, like, I've had it so bad where it's, I just have a piece of tape over the front screen. This is a few years ago. And like, it just starts to crumble off. Like all of the glass on the phone just starts to crumble off. So by the time I was like, okay, I need a new phone, I had like a big hole, a gaping hole in the middle of my phone of glass just missing. Anyways, you know, it's expensive to get stuff replaced. I'm just saying, you know. What else is new? Outside of K-Pop Tabak, we've also been interviewing a lot of great people for Commit or Quit. We've doing a lot of great actors and directors coming on the show. We have some comedians coming on the show. We're super excited. It's been a lot of fun. And we're also going to be doing some Korean shows, K-dramas. You know, I think originally we started with K-dramas, but we really wanted to pull people in from all over the world and have them contribute. So we've been trying to balance it, but this week it should be a K-drama. I believe it's Hospital Playlist. So check it out. Controversial topics in there. Hope you guys enjoy it. What else? Oh, I had something fun to share and I completely forgot it. It was just right at the tip of my tongue. I was like, I gotta say it right after this and I forgot what it was. Oh well, too bad. I'm sorry. You don't get it. You know what I did just watch the other day? I finally got around to watching it. I just haven't, like, I meant to watch it when it came out and then I didn't have a chance. I think I was on tour. I was like really busy. And I finally got a chance to watch it. It's the sequel to All the Boys I Loved Before. I think it's called P.S. I Still Love You. And it's obviously by my great friend, talented Jenny Han. She wrote the books to it. But I watched it the other night and I was just like the same one. To All the Boys I Loved Before, Brian and I, we got home one day. And we were like, oh man, we're so tired. Should we just watch something on Netflix and just chill and not even go out? And we're like, yeah, let's just do that. And that was when To All the Boys I Loved Before came out. And it was like the first thing that popped up on Netflix. So we watched it and we literally loved it. Like we did not move for the entire duration of the movie. We just sat there in silence enjoying a movie. And as soon as it stopped, you're like, that was a great movie. That was so good. And then recently To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You, which is like the sequel, it just came out. And I've been busy, so I hadn't had a chance to watch it. But I finally, this was the same thing. I was like, oh, I should watch it now. I just started it. And I ended up watching the entire thing in one sitting, which is a rare feat for me. But I was in like an uncomfortable position, but I was just like enthralled into this, like sucked into this movie. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm a high schooler. But sometimes, you know what? Honestly, you just need simple, great, feel-good love stories and movies like that don't require you to like overly analyze certain scenes or whatever. It's just the way it is. It's like, I like you, I don't like you. I love you, I don't love you. We're dating, we're not dating, that kind of thing. So I loved it. If you guys are curious about Jenny or about the creation of the movie or anything. We did do an interview with Jenny on I Think You're Dope last year. So if you guys go to I Think You're Dope, it's a podcast on Dive Studios. And there's video clips definitely on YouTube as well. If you guys go listen to it, you'll get to know, you know, about Jenny and how she came to write those books and how great of a person and author she is. So definitely I'd recommend that you guys check it out. Finally, one thing that we're doing that I was working on, if you guys haven't seen it yet, there is a series that I kicked off called, so it's like an APAM, Asian Pacific Islander American Heritage Month. By the way, that word is so like long and there's so many renditions of it. I don't know what the right phrase is. It's like Asian American Pacific Heritage Month, but it's also like Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. But like, I don't know. It's just so confusing. So we're just going to say it's APAM. APAM? APAM? I don't know. Anyways, I shared a photo of me when I was like probably 14 years old on a beach in Florida with my family. And we talked about it a little bit. It's a very embarrassing photo, but it's on YouTube on the Dive Studios page. And then on the Dive Studios Instagram page, there's like another clip. But if you guys go look at it, it's pretty entertaining. And it's part of a series that Dive has started to celebrate Asian Pacific Heritage Month. Asian American Pacific, I don't know. God, it's so confusing. So look out for it. We have some really cool people coming on that as well. So keep your eyes peeled and hopefully you guys are doing well. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys Monday on the K-Pop Tebok Show with Lauv. And yeah, keep it real. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. And love you guys. And subscribe. And become a patron of ours, please. Patreon.com/DiveStudios. Okay, love you. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.